This is BFBS,
the Forces Station.
BFBS, original music specials.
Elliot Darby meets Connor Maynard.
Wasn't looking for trouble, but it came looking for me. I tried to say no, but I can't fight it. She was looking lovely. She kinda reminds me of a girl I know. This pretty young thing that I got waiting for me back at home. She's got my engine starting. This happens every time I see a pretty girl. I wanna make her mine. They send my rocket to the sky. I want them. Or should I go for them? I'm like Houston. I think we got a problem. Some girls are sweet. One thing they got in common, they all got a hold on me. Meet them at the party, meet them in the street. Get me in so much trouble, but that's alright with me. They got my engine turning. This happens every time. I see a pretty girl, I wanna make her mine.
Maynard, welcome to BFBS.
Thank you very much for having me.
Now, let's start your first single, because we've just played it, Can't Say No, the track that made you a pop star. What was the feeling like when you first released that track?
Well, it was kind of a bit mixed, really. I feel like we didn't know what to expect. It was meant to be the setup single. So I feel like maybe like record labels do this to kind of relieve the pressure in case it doesn't work. Because like, When we basically, you know, made the plan of like, right, this is going to be the first song that we officially release between myself, my management back then, and my label back then. The idea was, it's just a soft release. It's just a setup single, to give people a bit of a glimpse of what's to come, blah, blah, blah. And then, you know, went to number two in the UK charts and everyone was like, yeah, that's the first single. We nailed it. Like, type thing. And it was like, hold on. I thought it was going to be a setup single. And it was just, I think it was definitely kind of a fail safe. In case all goes wrong, they could just say, "Oh, that's the setup. The next one, that's the real single. That's gonna blow your mind." The next single, but yeah, it was super weird. I remember after the video shoot, one of my managers, like kind of like business partners, at the time, he said, "Oh, he was like, are you ready for your life to change?" And I was like, well, "What do you mean?" He was like, "Well, this is the video where everyone's gonna like see you and everyone's gonna start knowing who you are." And I was like, oh, I didn't even think about that. I was just jumping around in front of a camera singing this song. And then I'm like, oh, this potentially could be the video that changes everything. And it ended up being exactly that. So I remember it was weird that he kind of, you know, he definitely saw it coming kind of thing. So it was pretty cool.
Let's get on the second single then that you released back in 2012. Here's Connor Maynard with Vegas Girl on BFBS, the Forces Station.
That there, let me break it off. All the pressure that you got, let me take it off. I swear we're gonna make it out. Put your hands in the air, don't stop. I'll knock it down like a carry. We're kitchen in like Rihanna. Come on, the one queen bee. Be unthinkable, Alicia. We can go so far if you let go. And I ain't gonna leave without her. This is for the girl that can get down low. The whole club wanna see you go. Shake, shake like your Vegas girl. Hair black, lay down like a Vegas girl. Bass coming out so hard. That little jazz breaking every heart. Shake, shake like your Vegas girl. Hair black, lay down like a Vegas girl. Bye bye like a Vegas girl. Roll the dice, I got your number. Hit the jackpot underneath the covers. Intoxicated, you're like a drug girl. Grab a glass, wanna want tequila. Tequila.
Connor, tell me what it was like rising to fame so quickly. Was it something you were prepared for, or did it take you a little bit by surprise?
It's weird, really, because I feel like it actually happened a little bit more gradually than people might expect. I think that definitely for like the masses, it seemed quite quick. But, you know, I feel like I started by posting like stuff online, and I kind of like built this kind of mini fan base. And then I started, I grew up in Brighton originally. I started to kind of get well known a little bit in Brighton. And then it kind of, so it was like a weird thing. So it was like in my hometown, people started to recognize me. And then it became a little bit of a thing that, oh, he's the singer guy that posts stuff on YouTube. And that's what he does in Brighton. And then all of a sudden it was kind of like more widespread. So it was like, I would say it wasn't like I suddenly woke up and walking down the street, everyone knew who I was. It was definitely a little bit more gradual. I also remember noticing that it was different ages, started like clocking on at different points. So I remember where there was a point where I was like, right, every single 14 or 15 year old girl that I walked past will definitely know who I am. I remember there was like a stage where that was it. And like any adult, anyone older than like 15 would have no clue. And then I think when Turnaround featuring Neo came out was when I noticed I'd go to bars and like people would then be like, oh, you're kind of Maynard. And that's when like that started coming in. And it just kind of happened like different demographics kind of came in at different points.
Is that weird as well then, saying if you're out clubbing or at a bar and you hear your own song coming on?
It's always a discussion that I think a lot of artists will have with each other is like, how do you react? And I kind of, you know, I just oh yeah, like don't think like, some people get a bit weird about it. And I've always kind of not, I thought, oh, just like, you know, why? Like, just take it, don't think. Because it is a little bit awkward. Like, don't get me wrong. It is a little bit like, you know, what are you supposed to do? You meant to dance? Be like, yeah, this is the best song ever. Like what, it's a bit weird. Like, what are you supposed to do? But I think to get like angry or like upset, I don't know. I feel like what's the point? Like, just take it, whatever.
You're listening to a BFBS music special with Connor Maynard, and let's get another track on, which was co-written with Craig David. This one is called Talking About.
I don't even need to go to the club no more. I just need you here with me on this floor. I just want to bounce, baby, bounce, bounce, bounce. Cause you know this right here is what I'm talking about. I'm talking about. Oh,
friend, come rise and fall. That's why we flow like melodies. Who needs words, not us, cause we be in a lovely E. Like a beautiful harmony. We're together so perfectly. I don't even need to go to the club. I can feel it in my heart when I'm close to you. We ain't really got nothing here to lose. I just wanna bounce, baby, bounce, bounce, bounce. Cause you know this right here is what I'm talking about. I'm talking about.
Station.
Elliot Darby meets Connor Maynard.
Was it always music then from a young age?
Partly. I think that, growing up, I think my parents and I myself definitely thought that acting was the route I wanted to take. And like, even when I was 7 years old, my mum decided to put me into a, basically drama classes, like on the weekends. And then that became kind of more frequent. And then I'd do that. Singing kind of just took over, because I feel like, to become an actor off kind of your own back is, I would probably say, is a little bit harder than to do music. Cause I feel like with music, it's like, cool, you can just chuck up a video of you singing, and if people like it, they do. And then that could essentially catapult your career somewhere. Whereas with acting, it's like, what would you do? Upload a monologue. It's a little bit harder to kind of promote yourself as an actor. I feel like it's in the hands of others, like, you know, whether it be casting directors or whatever. But with singing, you can kind of almost make a career yourself. So singing just took over when I Rich and recording stuff and posting online. Me singing became like a hobby of mine, and that kind of took over everything.
Talking again about your debut album, what for you was your favourite song on that album?
now that's really hard, because I feel like with my first album, I feel like, I mean, even definitely at the time, I knew how kind of like crazy it was that I was working with some of these people, but like definitely in hindsight, like, you know, there are two songs on the album written and produced by Pharrell. One of them is featuring Pharrell. There's a song on the album written by Frank Ocean. Obviously a song featuring Neo. I got to work with some incredible people on the album. I think Wiley and Rita Ora as well are on there. I don't know if this counts as first album, but Craig David as well, and Labyrinth. So that's slightly afterwards. But yeah, I think I had such an amazing experience making that album. I feel like maybe Turnaround, which is featuring Neo, because the whole experience, like shooting the video, was amazing. And then even because, you know, that song performed so well, kind of in terms of, you know, it, like its charting success, etc. Like performing it was so fun, whether it be at like I don't know, events or like my own tour. So I'd probably say Turnaround takes the top spot.
Turn around, open your eyes, look at me now. So turn around, floating so high.
place we can go there now. Yeah. Ooh, turn around. There's no limit to what we found. Oh yeah. Ooh, musical. I wanna feel it all. Yeah. And maybe we'll stay up. Cause there's no way for us to fall. To fall up. So turn around. Floating so high above the ground. Floating so high. Turn around. Together, nothing can stop us now.
Connor, we talked a lot about the earlier days. How about the more recent days? It was only, you know, a couple of years ago that you decided to, if it's fair to say, take a little bit of a break. What was the reason for that?
It was kind of a weird period where loads of stuff happened behind the scenes in terms of, like, kind of boring, but essentially, like, the label I was signed to got, like, they got bought by another company, and that kind of, like, threw loads of things up in the air because kind of the whole infrastructure of, like, kind of my team completely changed. And then it felt very disjointed, and I didn't really have much of a relationship with my kind of new team. I didn't really know most of them, and it kind of definitely slowed things down. And then the way that, in which music is released changed so much since the first album. Like, you know, back then Spotify, I mean, all that, none of that existed. Like, streaming didn't exist. YouTube was essentially just like a video sharing network, and there was no like money to be made, like, type of thing. So many things changed. And I think that when it got to the point where I kind of transitioned into this kind of online artist that essentially fitted a more kind of independent model than like actual like major label models. And I kind of realized, I think I'd rather be an independent artist. And obviously I was still in a contract with the label. So basically you had to go through all the legal proceedings, which for me took 5 years, from start to finish to say, oh, I want to be independent, to actually being, oh, I'm independent now. It was between 2015 and 2020 that all of that lasted. There was a period where I was really quiet, and then there was a period where I was doing more kind of just like covers and stuff, because essentially I was allowed to do that off my own back. And that was kind of where the quiet period, I guess, came from.
So was that quite a frustrating time for you? Because obviously you wanted to make music, didn't you?
It was like some of the most difficult like years of my life, because you know, you so badly, like, you, because you always think to yourself, like, especially as an art, like, as artists, it's quite difficult to think that, like, you know, you're looking around and you're seeing the other artists releasing music and smashing it, and you're thinking like, oh my god, like I want to be doing that, but I literally, like, legally can't, like, physically can't do it right now. And it is extremely frustrating, because you always think that, like, oh, because you have to kind of battle this feeling of losing hope, because you keep thinking to yourself like, oh, but what's the point? Even if I do get out of it in 2 years, no one will remember you by then. And you're kind of like battling that kind of inner demon, I guess, that's kind of telling you like, oh, you know, you're running out of time. But realistically, it's not quite like that. Like, I was terrified of that, and then I started releasing these kind of YouTube videos, and everything was fine again. So yeah, it was kind of you got to back yourself, I guess.
Yeah, obviously you're independent now, and like, how liberating does that feel then, being able to control your career now, essentially?
It feels amazing. I feel like you definitely realize though the kind of the difficult situations that, you know, your label and your management had to deal with. I actually am now working with a manager, because I literally, I think for like 2 weeks, tried to just go management, like with no manager, no label. And you realize like negotiating is horrible. Like when you're like negotiating like splits or like fees or whatever for different songs, oh my God, like full blown arguments can like happen. And it's like horrible. I was like, oh my God, this is not the part I want to do. Like, I don't want to be involved in that. I just want to make music and you know, make videos and release them. I don't want to be like arguing over like percentages and stuff. But that was not my vibe. So I quickly got like a new manager and he's a legend. So he now does all that for me. that's great.
Nice.
But no, it is really liberating because I have full creative control over like what goes out, and I definitely much prefer it that way. And it kind of already was that way previously, but now I actually get to reap the benefits of it as opposed to doing all of it and then going, oh, and here's an enormous percentage for you guys who have essentially done nothing.
Let's hear another one of your tracks then, Connor. One you teamed up with rapper Wiley for. This one is Animal.
Yo, Wiley, Connor Maynard, Animal. Can't believe my eyes, yeah, she's winning. She's another one of them beautiful women. Take a look like tan, tan, tan. She in a skin tight dress, all fitted. Eyes like Catwoman, knows I wanna. I'm looking back so she knows I'm on her. Animal instinct for real. Drive her crazy, she knows the deal.
Looking for a girl that was here but now she's gone. Felt so good even though she did me wrong. What I want, but she's bad for me. She gets what she wants when she's touching me. I should've known better, but she took my self-control. You can take my heart like a criminal. Won't you make me believe I'm the only one? So grab me by the neck and don't you ever let go. Mess me up so good until I'm begging for more. You tear me apart like an animal, like an animal, animal. I know I'm getting close from the trail of broken hearts. Hope she's coming back to finish what you start. See the claws until she's touching me. She's holding me so tight, it's getting hard to breathe. I'll never win the game, but it feels too good to care.
She's another one of them beautiful women. Take a look like tan, tan, tan. She in a skin tight dress, all fitted. Eyes like Catwoman, knows I wanna. I'm looking back so she knows I'm on her. Animal instinct for real. Drive her crazy, she knows the deal. Yeah, she's winning. Beautiful women. Tan, tan, tan. A skin tight dress, all fitted. Eyes like Catwoman, knows I wanna. I'm looking back so she knows I'm on her. Animal instinct for real. Drive her crazy, she knows the deal.
Forces Station.
Elliot Darby meets Connor Maynard.
Are you crazy? Are you crazy? Are you crazy? Are you crazy? Must be stupid if you think that we can start again. Are you joking? Must be joking. You ain't laughing. I ain't.
ain't smoking, must be crazy if you think that we can start again.
There ain't no need to cry no more when you break my heart into 24. I'll pick up the pieces you left. If you think I'm coming back, don't hold your breath. I ain't your mister,
no.
Cause I'm breaking up with you. Should've hooked up with your sister. Go now, here's my middle finger.
Cause I'm hurting, baby. Hurting, baby. Look what you did.
Are you crazy? Are you crazy? Are you crazy? Are you crazy? Must be stupid if you think that we can start again. Are you joking? Must be joking. You ain't laughing, I ain't smoking. Must be crazy if you think that we can start again.
Yeah, I'm with my boys, hit the town. Let's go see what kind of chick knocks me out. Now I know that she wants me back. Nothing sounds more better than
hit the road, Jack, Jack.
Don't call me mister. Girl, I've broken up with you. Love me now, my name is bigger. Girl, I'm giving you the finger.
Cause I'm hurting, baby. Hurting, baby. Look what you did.
Are you crazy? Are you crazy? Are you crazy? Must be stupid if you think that we can start again. Are you joking? Must be joking. You ain't laughing, I ain't smoking. Must be crazy if you think that we can start again. Are you crazy? Are you crazy? Are you crazy? Are you crazy? Must be stupid if you think that we can again. Are you joking? Must be joking. I ain't smoking. Must be crazy if you think that we can start again. Crazy, are you crazy? Must be stupid if you think that we broke again. Are you joking? Must be joking. I ain't smoking. Must be crazy if you think that we can start again.
The Forces Station.
Elliot Darby meets Connor Maynard.
Let's talk about your release then, Ain't Got No Friends. Tell me a little bit about the track. I'm assuming you have got friends.
You know what? None. Actually, no. been a long year and a half. the song itself is a little bit less depressing than it sounds. I think the actual concept behind the song is at its core, it's a love song. It's essentially saying to someone like, oh, I could have no friends. I could have this. I could have, you know, no job, no nothing. And as long as I've got you, I'm all good. That's kind of the idea behind the song. But it was super awkward. Like, I literally played the song to one of my best mates, about a year ago when I actually recorded it. And he was like, yeah, it's cool. Why are you saying that you've got no friends? And I was like, yeah, man, you know, it's just like, you can't explain to your mates why he says they don't exist. Although they're not your mates is a really difficult situation. But I think that like the song just sounds happy. So everyone just like lets it go. So
there's like loads of different elements to it as well. And I really like the gospel element that you got in there. Where did you go to film that and to record that?
The music video itself was shot in you know what's really funny? I can't for the life of me pronounce the name of the church. It's like Holy Sepulchre. It's a really odd word. And it was funny because I even showed it to I remember there was a friend of mine who basically knows a girl who kind of works within the kind of churches of London. And I said, oh, I want to book this place. And even she looked at it and went, what? Like, how do you even say that? But it's in Holborn. It's in London. Yeah, it was just a really, really cool looking location, and we decided to shoot there, and it was really fun. I'm wondering if anyone can spot it in the video. There's one of the choir members who actually for me was like, I remember, and it was, we didn't discover this until the end of the date. So we'd filmed the whole thing, all finished, all done. And there was this one guy in the choir who kept getting a few shots off. He's like, yeah, like he's really bringing it to life. Like he gets it, like, cool. And then at the end, we discovered he's not even a singer. He was lip syncing. He's an actor.
No way.
They got him last minute because I think someone wasn't available, something like that. I can't really remember, but they got him in last minute to just basically fill the space. So he's lip syncing the whole time.
It's just their vibing.
Yeah, he's singing. So that was amazing. I remember, like, we were like mind blown. We thought it was so funny. So yeah, that was funny. If anyone can spot which one that is, that'd be hilarious.
Ain't got no friends, ain't got a job to lose, no fancy things. Ain't got no friends. What can I say? Hey, maybe I'ma let down. Everybody left me, but nobody I care about. And I guess I should've made me feel like kinda lonely. But what can I say? I ain't got no friends. Ain't got a job to lose, no fancy things. I know my ride ain't cool, and I know I should be low, no, but it's all good. Ain't got no friends. Ain't got no friends. For my bed, it ain't ever coming home. Everybody hates me, but nobody I wanna know. And I guess I should be mad about the things that don't go my way. But what can I say? I ain't got no friends. Ain't got a job to lose, no fancy things. I know my ride ain't cool, and I know
BFBS,
the Forces Station.
Elliot Darby meets Connor Maynard.
You've got some other big bops as well. You've worked with some other producers, Chris Cross, Amsterdam, Alan Walker as well. And a personal favourite on our BFBS Beats playlist is Don't Want to Stop with Alpha Love. We are loving that tune at the moment. What is it like working with different producers? You sort of touched on it, didn't you? Obviously, you know, you like to have that manager to do all the negotiations and stuff.
Yeah.
But do you have a lot of fun actually just producing the music?
Yeah, well, 100%. So, well, what's really funny is that out of all the people that you just listed, the only ones that I've worked with pre-COVID were Chris Cross, Chris Amsterdam. So all the other features that you mentioned were all during this kind of really odd period of the last year and a half where, like, I didn't meet any of them. I just recorded everything. All the vocals were at home. We just sent back and forth until we were happy with the track. Although I have actually met Alan Walker previously because we actually did Coachella together. Like I performed in his set at Coachella in 2018, which was like amazing. And then I've met him a couple of times prior to that. But in terms of working on this song, yeah, it was all done remotely. So I just did all my vocals, everything, all my input was done in my home studio. So. It was all just done over phone calls and stuff and tweaks and all that kind of thing were done completely, as I said, remotely. So it was a weird way of working, but it is also kind of the way that a lot of people work these days, because you don't have to be in the same place. You save a lot of money, essentially, just recording at home.
This is BFBS, the Forces Station.
Elliot Darby meets Connor Maynard.
I can't fool myself, I don't want no one else to love me. You're my shining star, my guiding light, my love fantasy. It's not a minute, hour, day or night that I don't love you. You're at the top of my list, cause I'm always thinking of you. All my love, kisses from you is never too much, and I just don't wanna stop. Scared to touch you, how I spent my day dreaming, planning how to say I love you. You must have known that I had feelings deep enough to swim in. It's when you opened up your heart and told me I could come in. All my love, a thousand kisses from you is never too much, and I just don't want to stop. All my
right, Connor, it has to be done. Let's talk about COVID and what it's been like in 2020 and 2021 for you. In a weird way, has it allowed you some sort of space and time to get really focused into your music?
Yeah, definitely. I think in part, 100%. I think at the beginning, it was very daunting. I think everyone felt it. It was this kind of really scary, like, whoa, like this is so different to, like, especially like for people like myself and others. I would consider myself a very social person. I like being out and about and being with friends. I definitely enjoy kind of like, yeah, being with all my mates as much as possible. And I feel like when that was taken away, it was kind of this like, whoa, like weird period. It definitely did give me a lot of time to be like super creative and just kind of like, you know, I think me and the rest of the world started a TikTok page during COVID, which I feel like now is one of my biggest platforms I use now. So that was definitely a plus side of it. But I think as far as like artists go, I feel like it affected certain parts of my career and others not so much. I think that obviously performing, gigging, etc., absolute no-go. That all had to be postponed, cancelled, etc. But as far as recording and releasing, that was still pretty straightforward. It just meant that I had to record at home, and that's what I did. So I had my own home studio, all different songs that came in or ones I'd written. I was still able to record them and release them. So it was there. It was, you know, that part of it was still all right, I guess. So yeah.
Your lips, your eyes, your waist, that bad look on your face. Girl, let me get a taste. Oh, na 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 na. You say that you gotta go on me. You'll hit me at the right moment. Oh, na 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 na. So I say, girl, call me up when you wanna get naked. Drop me a line and I'm on my way. Yeah, you bring a friend, we can stay up late till early. Morning, girl, call me up when you wanna get naked. Drop me a line and I'm on my way. Yeah, don't
Going the extra mile of it, you never forget it. Hard work, sweat a trip. Satisfy your body, you're my life blanket. Come when I'm calling. What you need is right here, darling. All night till the morning. Keep your wits out on the window when the rain is falling.
Girl, call me up when you wanna get naked. Drop me a line and I'm on my way. Yeah, you bring a friend, we can stay up late till early.
Let's do this. Champagne in a jacuzzi. You got a friend? Cool, we could make a movie.
Girl, call me up when you wanna get naked.
BFBS,
the Forces Station.
Elliot Darby meets Connor Maynard.
Now, another big part of your life has been YouTube, and I suppose the exposure that it's given you. And whilst releasing, of course, your own music on your YouTube channel, you also release a lot of covers. Tell me a little bit about that and what the reason is, I suppose, for you doing so many covers. And have you used it as kind of a way to take on lots of different styles and challenge yourself a bit?
Kind of. I feel like it's hard to explain where that kind of came from. I think that for me, it started because back when I was like 15, 16, and I knew that I enjoyed singing and you know, people like, you know, my close friends or whatever, like would want to hear me sing. And then it was, oh, can you sing this song? Oh, can you sing this song? And it kind of started that way because back then I hadn't even thought about songwriting. I hadn't even thought about releasing original material. I just kind of started doing these covers because that seemed more simple back then. And then I think I just realized how much you can utilize them in terms of, you know, promoting your own music or just promoting yourself as an artist. It became like such a great tool for me. And I think that I always kind of go back to it now whenever like I haven't got an original song to put out at the time, or if I'm kind of in between singles or whatever, I'll always kind of go back to kind of covers because, one, I feel like the music industry is so fast paced, so fast moving. There's always a new artist where it kind of, you know, it keeps you in the eyes of the public. It keeps you kind of relevant to a certain degree. I think that, you know, we are now living in a time where unless you're like, like absolute A-list, like, I mean, like Adele or like Bruno Mars or Ed Sheeran, whatever, you can't really take these big hiatuses because people just move on. They quickly kind of like that. And obviously the goal would be to be as big as that, but I think while I'm still kind of building and kind of trying to find my core fan base and find exactly what it is that people want to hear from me, covers are really, really useful for me to kind of, because they're so quick. I can literally put one together in like one day and then it's ready to go, whereas original material takes months. Like, it takes a lot longer. You have to write it, fine tune it, finish it, get it all done, and then, okay, now let's discuss video, what are we gonna do for that? Okay, let's discuss campaign, how are we gonna promote it? Takes a lot longer, whereas covers, like, cool, done, upload it, and then it's out. So yeah.
And those covers do so well on YouTube. For example, Lewis Capaldi, Someone Like You, he covered that track, over 90 million views. So let's have a listen.
I'm going under and I feel this time there's no one to save me. This all or nothing really got a way of driving me crazy. I need somebody to heal, somebody to know, somebody to have, somebody to hold. It's easy to say, but it's never the same. I guess I kinda like the way you numbed all the pain, and now the day bleeds into nightfall, and you're not here. this time there's no one to turn to. This all or nothing way of loving got me sleeping without you. Now I need somebody to know, somebody to heal, somebody to have, just to know how it feels. It's easy to say, but it's never the same. I guess I kinda like the way you help me escape. And now the day bleeds into nightfall, and you're not here to get me through it all. I let my guard down, and you pulled the rug. I was getting kinda used to being someone you loved. And now the day bleeds into nightfall, and you're not here to get me through it all. I let my guard down, and you pulled the rug. I was getting kinda used to being someone you loved.
You've covered so many artists on YouTube, and you've worked with so many artists as well. But is there perhaps an artist that you would really love to collaborate with, either currently or in the future?
An artist I'd love to collaborate with at the moment. I mean, there's loads. I think that I think Post Malone is super sick. I'd love to work with him. I think in terms of the UK, who do I really like in the UK at the moment? I think Anne-Marie is super sick. I'd love to work with her. I think her voice is unreal. Who else is there? You know what's mad? I feel like literally years ago, I almost did a song with KSI. Like me and JJ KSI, we were talking about doing a song together. Like because obviously he comes from a YouTube background as well, and I kind of met him pretty early in his career. And a few years ago we were talking about maybe doing a song together, but it never materialized in the end. But he's also improved like so much since back then. I remember back then he sent me this song and I was kind of like, yeah, this is cool. Like I remember thinking like, this is a nice vibe. And then now he's releasing like songs where like, yeah, I mean, that's a banger type thing. So I think it would be really cool now to work with him. I'd say that those three would be really cool.
Well, you've already worked with a huge name this year, Alan Walker, the producer, and Believers is the name of the track you worked with him on. Let's get it on for you next.
Said I needed something in my life, said I was doing dumb shit all the time, cause broken dreams won't pay your bills at all. I heard it wasn't one thing I get right, I'm blaming all the monsters in my mind, with stories from outside these prison walls. Cause even if we hopeless, we know that this will hurt. Tomorrow is just a word they can't control. Believers, let's raise a toast, enjoy the show. We are believers.
Believers,
Looking forward then, what have you got to look forward to in the next year? Have you got more, obviously more tracks coming out? Are you going to put together an album? But, you know, obviously the way music works nowadays, you know, with streaming and stuff, albums perhaps not as much of a focus for artists rather than just releasing singles separately.
Yeah, I think that the way in which people release music at the moment has definitely changed quite a lot. And I think that for me, I think that I'm just releasing singles. I think that the album will come when I feel like a single or a piece of work has kind of captivated my audience or kind of, I don't know, made an impact that I'm kind of like, right, cool, people are ready for the album. I feel like, you know, as much as artists will say like, oh, you know, I release my art, I don't care if anyone listens to it. Like they do, of course you care if people listen to it. Like that is, I think that, I think for me, it's kind of, I want to release an album when I feel like, right, people are ready and people are waiting for it. And I think that right now I'm still trying to fine tune exactly the kind of genre I want to sit within. So yeah. So, for now, I think it's just going to be single until, right, let's go, type thing.
Touring is something that I think probably every artist has missed in some respect, and you're a big fan of touring. What are your plans for touring going forward?
100%. I think, so I was meant to go on tour in summer 2020. Obviously, that got postponed, and that was meant to be Asia and Australia, which would have been amazing. I've never actually been to Australia, and I've only ever been to a couple of parts of Asia, so I was really looking forward to that. So that's a massive shame. But I think we're looking at doing a world tour in autumn of next year. So autumn 2022. And it will be a world tour. So I think that I'm super, super excited for that. And hopefully that goes ahead.
Finally, mate, we're going out to the armed forces in the UK and overseas as well. Have you got a message for them?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, I feel like even some of my friends might be listening to that. I have a few friends in the armed forces as well. So if they're listening, hey. And a message for them, what you're doing is absolutely incredible. And it's something that I personally know that I wouldn't have it in me to be able to do what you guys are doing. So I'm like extremely impressed, and everyone is very, very proud of everything you guys are doing. So yeah.
Connor Maynard, thank you for joining us on BFBS The Forces Station.
All good. Thank you very much for having me, man. Thank you.
Remember when I told you, no matter where I go, I'll never leave your side. You will never be alone. Even when we go through changes, even when we're old. Remember that I told you, I'll find my way back home. Never let you go. Couldn't run away if I tried. Cause even when I'm all alone, you got a hold of my mind. And I'll always let you know that I'm always gonna hold on. And I told you right from the start, you just say the word and I go. No, it doesn't matter how far, cause your love is all that I know. Baby, you just stay where you are, and you know I won't be too long. Hold on, hold on. Remember when I told you, no matter where I go, I'll never leave your side. You will never be alone. Even when we go through changes, even when we're old, remember that I told you, I'll find my way back home.
Back home. 세상을 뒤집어 찾으려 해. 오직 너로 완결된 이야기를.
No, I won't never lose.
Even when we go through changes, even when we're old, remember that I told you I found my way back home.
BFBS Original Music Specials.
On air, online, on the app,
on FM,
and DAB Plus throughout the UK. This is BFBS, the Forces Station.